All right, it's Chairman Brad Holton. I'll bring the meeting to order. Present as Commissioner Van Beek, absent as Commissioner Brooks. And this is October 1, and it's an important day. It's an important day for our sheriff and what we want to recognize. And so with that, I'll bring the meeting to order, and Sheriff, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It is an important day. It's an important day not just for Canyon County, but of course throughout our nation. October is recognized nationally as a public awareness on the issue of domestic violence. It was recognized throughout the nation starting today through the end of October. And so appropriately, we have asked the board to sign a proclamation recognizing this day, recognizing the month of October as bringing awareness to this incredible epidemic of domestic violence in our country, not just here in Canyon County, not just the state of Idaho, but literally throughout our nation. Literally every 9 seconds, a woman is battered and beaten in this country by national statistics, and three women and one man on average are murdered by their domestic partner every single day in domestic violence in this country. So it's staggering statistics. 1 in 4 women are victims, and 1 in 7 men are victims of domestic violence. And of course, we know that domestic violence comes in very many shapes and sizes. It's not physical, it's mental, it's economic, it's emotional, it's torturing of pets, it's leveraging of children. It has no boundaries. And unfortunately, it's a learned behavior. And if we can get into society and change that behavior, our communities will be far better off. And one of the worst statistics as well as that is that it's the most dangerous call law enforcement goes on each and every day in this country. Mm-hmm. And it can be up to 50% of our calls every day are domestic violence in this country. So it's something that I'm very proud that Canyon County is a leader in this issue in terms of bringing awareness. I certainly appreciate the board's involvement over these years and in your continued involvement. It's paramount that not just citizens, but elected officials, leaders, stand up and do the right thing to change the dialogue and help change the next generation of children. So thank you, Mr. Chair.
Chairman, I do want to say that on Friday, September 27th, Idaho State Police hosted the Domestic Violence Awareness Month. I've attended that. I've spoken at that. It's a really amazing, moving time to remember and to move this effort forward in the prevention. If you're in your statistics, that means that everybody in this room knows someone or has experienced some level of domestic violence. And what I will say is that for what you mentioned, sometimes the bruises are not external, they're internal. Really difficult. I was listening to a presentation where one of the most challenging mental health issues to deal with is abuse in the home at whatever level you mentioned. And it is, it's very sad, and we can all do our part. I'm privileged to be a part of what you're trying to do. I attended the Advocates Against Family Violence lunch. One of the Caldwell City Councilmen, who's a former Idaho State Trooper, said he had had a family member. Really significant. It doesn't have any boundaries. That's what we're going to put on the record today, is that there's no socioeconomic, there's no racial division. There's nothing that really tells law enforcement who's going to be the next person. You can't look at a group and say, oh, it's them, because you have all walks of life that, in this climate, you don't know what the trigger is. You just know you respond to the call. So a lot of thanks for the work that you do and what it takes on a mental health basis for our law enforcement officers to have to walk into that and see that. Lots of respect for what you do and your own organization, Sheriff. You're out there advertising and advocating for men to be leaders in their homes and lead the way in a positive manner. So lots of good things that are happening. It's a little bit somber. I watched the presentation that the Sheriff's Office, in conjunction with the Prosecuting Attorney's Office, put together. You've been known publicly and nationally for drawing attention to issues that are relevant to our community, and that was no different. I pondered that I'm still thinking about that. I had a couple of days of thoughtful reflection on what was in that and the people that were willing to share their stories. So with that, are you ready for the... Okay, so I am going to be reading the Domestic Violence Awareness Month proclamation. Whereas the month of October is National Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and whereas a home should be a place of warmth, love, tranquility, and security. However, each day in the state of Idaho, hundreds of victims of domestic violence and their children rely on law enforcement and the judicial system to assist them in a time of crisis, while also seeking safety and services from community-based domestic violence programs. And whereas domestic violence is a crime that transcends race, religion, age, ethnicity, and economic stature, and whereas domestic violence has tremendous effects on our community, including the judicial system, healthcare system, our schools, neighborhoods, family, and friends, and whereas in Canyon County, many agencies and organizations continue to directly confront the crisis of domestic violence in our society. Now, therefore, we, the Board of Canyon County Commissioners, take this time to remember those victims whose lives have been tragically taken and encourage support survivors who have escaped abuse and address the importance and value of community connectedness to prevent and respond to domestic violence. We do hereby proclaim October as National Domestic Violence Awareness Month and encourage all Canyon County residents to take an active role in addressing this issue throughout the year and especially in the month of October 2024.
All right. So you made a motion?
I did make a motion that we sign and approve and that we officially kick off the Domestic Violence Awareness Month campaign.
Okay, I would gladly second that, and this is a very important topic, and Commissioner Brooks had communicated out to me that he requires his signature to be on this also today. So, all right, with that, I'll second it. The motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. It shall be done. Thank you. All right.
Thank you.
You bet. Let's adjourn. Thank you.
Okay.